Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Okay, good morning. It is April 30th, 2019. It is 5:55 in the morning. I am not a morning person. I am about to leave home to go to the Tony Award nominations. Very excited. Or I will be once I've had some coffee in me. Okay, time to wake up.
This is a collect call from The Theater Podcast, bringing you exclusive behind-the-scenes access to The Theater Awards Season 2019.
This is Serial, part of a Broadway lover's complete breakfast. In this special five-part mini-series, we bring you stories and interviews from some of the most hard-to-access places throughout the month of May, leading up to the red carpet and press room of the Tony Awards themselves, which took place on June 9th, 2019. Our story begins on a wet and rainy New York City morning back on April 30th with Jillian Hochman.
I'm going to be going to the New York Public Library of the Performing Arts at Lincoln Center. I'm really, really excited. This year, it's Brandon Victor Dixon and B.B. Newirth announcing the Tony nominations at 8 a.m., which is an ungodly hour for anybody, but you know what? It's like Christmas morning. So I'm about to make the trek from Brooklyn all the way up to Midtown, and I will let you know how it goes. It is now 7:57 a.m. I'm at the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts at Lincoln Center, and we are filling in the auditorium for the Tony nominations. Everyone is so excited, and there's lots of different people from all different outlets here, and it is just, the buzz is absolutely electric this morning. Everyone's so excited. I'm literally living my dream right now, and I am so happy to share all of this with you. So I'll check back soon and we'll find out who's nominated for a Tony this year.
B.B. Newirth and Brandon Victor Dixon announced the 73rd Annual Tony Award nominations live on Tuesday, April 30th. Also taking the stage was Gail King, real-life BFF to Oprah, chief anchor for CBS News, and co-host of its flagship morning program CBS This Morning. As the shutters from the cameras in the room quickly capture the moments as they pass, we take you back there now.
I didn't know there was going to be an audience. I like this. I thought it was just going to be us chickens. So, Brandon, let's start with you because you know what this is like. You know, the morning you wake up, it's a Tony nomination. What do you think most people are feeling? And do you always find when people go, I was sleeping, I didn't know.
Yes. Yes.
I don't believe that.
Absolutely.
It's true.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, they're doing shows.
Everybody's different, I think. Some people probably are waiting. I say, I'm usually asleep in my mother's in the living room.
Yeah. So, because I always picture if you're up for it, that you're sort of sitting by the phone and watching the TV to see what's going to happen. That's reality. That's not how it goes.
No, I mean,
I never bought that.
You're gonna know if it happens. Yeah. So I think there's a level of not wanting to build up anticipation and just wanting to, like, we're just gonna treat it like it's a regular day. You gotta pretend I didn't know they came out today.
Are you nervous of keeping us awake?
Yeah, I'm the sleeping team. I stay asleep. And it's true, you're gonna know. Someone will tell you one way or the other, you know, what if your name got read. But I'm sort of I'm of the team that goes,
but you're also a Tony winner, so you know what a difference a Tony nomination can make for a play. Such as? What is the difference that a Tony nomination can mean for a play?
The nominations, which come with far less pizzazz as all of the award shows themselves, are presented quickly, one category at a time via slides, with each name and category announced by either B.B. or Brandon.
But now it's time to hear the nominees for 2019. We begin with the best performance for a leading actor in a play. B.B., start us off, please.
Patty Considine, The Ferryman. Network. Daniels, To Kill a Mockingbird. Adam Driver, Burn This.
For best performance by an actress in a leading role in a play are...
And so on and so forth as the top 8 categories are announced while they are still live streaming publicly to CBS. There was even a moment when Gail asks why Network and To Kill a Mockingbird were not nominated for Best Play, a sentiment a lot of theatergoers also took to social media to ask as well.
There, but I have to ask you, are you surprised that neither Network or To Kill a Mockingbird were nominated for Best Play? And the actors were nominated, Jeff Daniels was nominated, and Bryan Cranston. But
I wish everything could be nominated.
We all wish that.
It was a wonderful year for plays. It was a tough year, but I'm glad that this show got nominations.
All right, Brandon and Bibi, we thank you guys. Thank you for joining us. So there you have it, Nora and John, the top 8 categories for the 2019 Tony Awards. The nominations will continue here, but we're going to go back to you in the studio. What do you guys think of the list? Woo! I'm asking John and Nora.
Once the live feed is cut, they continue on locally with the rest of the categories and nominations.
The nominees for Best Book of a Musical are...
13 more minutes pass as the remainder of the nominations are announced. Hadestown walked away with the most nominations with a total of 14. Trailing closely behind was Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations, with 12. Joining those two shows in the Best Musical category were Beetlejuice, The Prom, and Tootsie. In plays, The Ferryman and To Kill a Mockingbird racked up the most nominations with 9 each, though strangely, as mentioned earlier, only The Ferryman was up for Best Play. Spoiler alert, it won. Rounding out that category were Choir Boy, Gary, a sequel to Titus Andronicus, Ink, and What the Constitution Means to Me.
Wow.
That's amazing, amazing people.
Please log on to TonyAwards.com for a full list of this year's nominations and other Tony news. Be sure to also like the Tony Awards on Facebook, follow the Tonys on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at the Tony Awards, and it's a whole new language, and tag your posts with hashtag Tony Awards.
Thanks for listening to episode 1 of Serial, part of the Broadway Lovers Complete Breakfast. Visit us online via theater_podcast on Instagram and Twitter, via thetheaterpodcast.com, or send us an email via feedback@thetheaterpodcast.com. And make sure to follow Parody Bill on Instagram for more amazing Playbill mashups.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.